This is Radio Superior 1933, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1933. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1933. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the head of the lakes, station KUWS, broadcasting from studios in Superior, Wisconsin. It's 5 o'clock Friday, March the 24th, 1933. Jack McKenna here with newsman Lou Martin standing by with all the news. Ray Paulson will be in with the sports about Superior East in the state tournament, and later George G. Newton will pop over with some real deals in real estate. Now, newsman Lou Martin with the Roth Brothers 5 o'clock news. Roth Brothers, with Listerine toothpaste, just 21 cents. And Burma Shave, 45 cents.
Wow. Hey, you okay there, Jack? You look like you're in pain.
Only when I move my mouth,
Lou. So you're in agony, eh?
Yeah, right. It's a toothache, Lou.
You're a fine one to be pitching Listerine toothpaste.
Boy. It might be time to see a dentist. Well, on with the news, Lou.
Well, thank you, Jack, and good evening, listeners. After being closed for more than 3 weeks, the United States National Bank in Superior will open its commercial department. Andrew Wenzel has been appointed conservator of the U.S. National Bank. It's his job to protect the bank's assets. Although the bank's commercial department has reopened and they will accept new checking and savings accounts, Mr. Wenzel has been ordered not to release any money from savings and checking accounts in the bank before President Roosevelt ordered all banks closed.
That means you still can't get your money, eh, Lou?
Me and hundreds of other customers. In fact, the city of Superior and Douglas County both have accounts with tens of thousands of dollars tied up in the U.S. National Bank. Until that money is released, the city and the county will use scrip to pay its bills. Good news for customers of the Douglas County Building and Loan. It's been allowed to reopen on an unrestricted basis. So if you have money in the Douglas County Building and Loan, Secretary F.S. Campbell says that they've been given the okay by the accountants to end their bank holiday. So far, 91 of Wisconsin's 600 banks have been reopened on an unrestricted basis, including Wisconsin State Bank, Superior State Bank, Community Savings Bank, they're all of Superior. First National Bank and the National Bank of Commerce are two of the three federal banks in Superior to resume full service. A 42-year-old Superior man pleaded guilty this morning to charges of drunken driving. John LaVerge was driving by the Nemadji Fill and struck a car driven by Knute Larson, causing almost $100 damage by the time the fire department put out the flames in his car. Mr. Larson was treated and released for an injury at St. Joseph's Hospital. Mr. LaVerge was fined $103 in municipal court. A bill making it legal to sell and make 3.2 beer in Minnesota was signed by Governor Floyd Olson today. The law goes into effect April the 7th. Three men have been accused of dynamiting trout in the Brule River. Wisconsin Conservation Warden James McNaughton swore out the warrant on the three after Douglas County Game and Fish League members Clarence Grace, P.G. Stratton, and Lou Bingham witnessed the crime. When confronted by the trio, the dynamiters ran. No dead fish were found floating in that part of the river. Roth Brothers News Time is 5:05. Jack McKenna has a word from our good sponsor.
Pretty lucky for Lou Bingham and the boys that they did run. I'd think twice before confronting guys with dynamite. Ooh, ow.
Oh, that nasty tooth again, eh, Jack?
Oh, yeah. Maybe if I breathe through my nose, Lou, it won't hurt so often. Well, now, to talk about Roths, and I am very happy to do that because they have a very special sale on right now. Spring, with its freshening winds, its rains, and its fickle changes of temperature, demands greater complexion care from you, lady. You'll be needing soothing creams, toning lotions, powders, and rouges in spring shades. Well, after all, this is lady stuff. I'm not too familiar with rouges.
Here they are, specially reduced for you in a spring sale of toiletries, with household helps and sundries included. Just another proof that Roth's gives you what you want, when you want it, and especially low prices, like this one here. A 25-cent bottle of almond hand lotion, just 10 cents. And let's see. Oh, here's the toilet soaps, 27 cents bar of cashmere bouquet. 21 cents. Well, let's take a look at the deodorants, eh, gang? Odo Rono. Hey, that's the one I use. The first time I used it was when I went to the prom. 65 cents at now 53 cents. Oh, boy. I tell you, this is a real money-saving sale. Assorted creams, cold vanishing cleanser, facial creams. A $1.10 issue of Crank's lemon cream. 89 cents. I haven't used facial cream in years. Here's Ingram's milkweed cream, 75 cents. Pond's cold or vanishing cream, 59 cents. Stillman's freckle cream, the 55-cent issue, just 45 cents. I'm sorry, Mr. Roth, but this really isn't my specialty in your cream department. But I will strictly advise all the ladies out there to get down to your place soon and take advantage of all these sale items. Roth's Department Store. Thank you, and I'm done.
Okay, Jack. Well, the last vestige of democracy has ended in Germany as the Reichstag has given Chancellor Adolf Hitler dictatorial powers. With that action, the Reichstag stripped itself of any authority. President Paul Hindenburg has earlier called for a free and united Germany, praising Hitler by saying, "Your miraculous life is a symbol of the life and the power of the whole nation." Speaking in the Garrison Church in Potsdam, where Frederick the Great is buried, Herr Hitler vowed to, quote now, "destroy all those seeking to damage our people," unquote. Hitler also called for an end of the Treaty of Versailles and any responsibility that Germany had for the World War. Earlier this week in Berlin, the Communist Party was banned from this last meeting of the Reichstag, and Socialist Party members abstained from voting. Brown-shirted Nazi Party members held the majority. The Reichstag made Hitler dictator for the next 4 years until 1937. Afterward, Captain Hermann Göring was named the party president. Mistreatment of German Jews has caused Secretary of State Cordell Hull to say the U.S. will watch the situation closely. Yesterday, reports of torture and the murder of Jewish merchant Otto Lenz of Lower Bavaria by Nazi brown shirters leaked out of Germany. Mr. Lenz has two brothers in Arkansas who are joining with other American Jewish groups to protest this murder. Now, because of this report, Nazi propaganda chief Joseph Goebbels says the source of these reports of atrocities against Jews will be punished. He blamed the leaks on American and Jewish groups. Goebbels promised a nationwide boycott of Jewish businesses, a purge of all Jews in government, and educational positions. As the world deals with a variety of problems, one man says that he's going to keep out of the world's way. Out of office for 3 weeks, former President Herbert Hoover is settling down in Palo Alto, California. He says that he'll be a good neighbor. He'll have friends over for dinner, perhaps just take a hike in the hills. And finally, Jack, here's an example of how we treat people of Jewish faith with equality. Assemblyman Maurice Weinberg of Superior, the only Jewish member of the state assembly, was introduced last Friday as Pat Weinberg. That's in honor of St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, pretty scary stuff happening in Germany, Lou. Good grief. Oh, boy, this tooth hurts. There's too much saber-rattling going on in Europe. Maybe Hoover's got the right idea. We'd all be better off if the world would become good neighbors and throw a big dinner party. Let's hope guys like Hitler are forgotten by history. Thanks, Lou Martin, with the 5 o'clock news. Jesus thing. I breathed through my mouth again, sorry. Let's look at our official new spring forecast for this Thursday, March the 24th, 1933. Fair skies tomorrow, a high of 42 degrees, with a low of 24. That snow is slowly melting away, folks. Let's think of good things, why not? Like warmer weather. Peace on earth and, teeth that don't hurt. We're celebrating the reopening of the banks with Leo Reisman on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS with a cameo by FDR on the music. We're in the money.
I can assure you that it is safer for you to keep your money in a reopened bank than to keep it under the mattress.
Sunny. Old man depression, you are through, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline about a breadline today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money, come on my honey. Let's spend it, send it, lend it, rolling along.
Music to pack up all our troubles, friends. That's Leo Reisman and his orchestra. A new song, by golly. We're in the money. Hey, we've got... We've got to talk about that great Superior East High School team, good listeners. With all the news from the state tournament, we have the man of the sporting world, Rapid Ray Paulson, on the telephone from Madison.
Hiya, Ray.
Hiya, Jack, and hello, sporting fans. Well, by now you've all heard that earlier today, our East Orientals took it on the chin to that powerhouse team from Wausau in the semifinal game of the state championship tournament. Coach Pete Guzzi's team was just a game away from the championship contest, but couldn't get past Wausau. For a while, it looked like the Old Towners would be trounced, trailing 7-1 after the first quarter, and 12-4 at the half. But lanky Bartley Gall turned on the defense, and Reuben Hudson turned up the scoring. At one point, the Orientals were within one basket of tying the game in the last quarter, but eventually fell 22-14. They played aggressively, folks, but that ended up costing them as the Old Towners had 13 fouls while Wausau committed 6. No one's hanging their heads here. This was East's first trip to the state tournament, and they gave our community a source of pride. Congratulations, Coach Guzzi. And sport fans, several of these boys will be back next year. Paul, Joe Edzork, Melvin Johnson, and Clarence Oletsko will be back on the court next winter. Well, that's it from Madtown and the 1933 state tournament, Jack. This is Rapid Ray Paulson reminding you that everyone loves a good sport.
Thanks, buddy. And good try, Orientals. Let's get to the good music now of Lewis Russell and his orchestra with a bad tooth. with the Saratoga Drag on station KUWS. Yes, sirree, folks, just for your listening enjoyment. Henry Red Allen and Otis Johnson on their trumpets with the Louis Russell Orchestra and Saratoga Drag on the Martin and McKenna Show. Well, what now, Lou?
Well, time to make a call to the dentist, old buddy. You know, you're not very good at being brave. You don't endure pain in silence.
Ooh, who, me? I thought I'd just play music and not talk the rest of the night.
You know, the problem with you is that you hate pain, ooh, but you don't want to go to the dentist.
Because I hate pain, that's why.
That's a conundrum, then.
No, it's cavity.
You know, dentists are really good people. They help people by relieving pain. And since you make your living with your mouth, you need help.
Well, I think about that, Lou. I'll think about it. Boy, on with the music, folks. Here's the Ben Selvin Orchestra with vocals by the Keller Sisters and Frank Lynch. And when the Red Red Robin comes bobbing along quietly, I hope, on station KUWS.
Thank you.
Pronounce music of Ben Selvin, and When the Red, Red Robin Comes a Bob Bob Bobbin Along, on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
Beautiful.
Ooh, boy, Lou. Ooh.
We have a guest, Jack.
Our good friend, George D. Newton of George...
George G. Newton Realty. There ain't no need to talk, Jack. Boy, I know a cavity is painful. I mean, the air going through, the sun jolting, pain biting down on it by accident... The unexpected jolts?
I think he's got the idea. In fact, we've all got the idea.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was so painful. That description, it's kind of like listening to fingernails on the classroom chalkboard.
Hey, who are you going to see, Jack? I mean, I got a great dentist, Dr. McNally. For a big radio celebrity like yourself, I mean, I bet he'd see you tonight.
I've heard of him. He's good, Jack.
Good? Well, I trust him with my own kids, Jack boy. Me and the missus, we go every year, whether we need it or not. My grandpappy visited him the other day for a new set of choppers. Had them the same day. Only charges $1 for each tooth extraction.
You can't beat that, Jack. $1 to have a tooth pulled.
Oh, jeez. Extraction. Pulled. You know, guys, I don't want to talk about this anymore. George, what flop houses do you have for us tonight?
Flop houses? Flop houses. George G. Newton Realty doesn't deal in anything other than the best, cleanest, albeit affordable, residences. That don't mean that the places are below our high standards.
Well, Jack didn't mean flop house. He's just a bit irritable tonight. You know, the tooth thing.
Sure. Hey, poor Jack. It's hard to be in a good mood and have a toothache.
I'd prefer not to talk about that now, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
So, George, any good deals tonight?
Not any, Mr. Lewis Martin. Ask me how many good deals old George G. Newton has for the many people who are lucky enough to be listening to the Martin M. McKenna Show tonight.
Okay, George, how many good deals do you have?
I can't count. I mean, I got so many. Beauties, too, all of them.
I didn't think it was possible, but he's getting more painful than my tooth, Lou.
How about an example there, George?
Okay, I've got one warm, furnished room in a private home. $7 a month. Hot and cold running water, a telephone, at 1115 Hewitt. Good, huh? Huh, Jack and Lou?
Yummy.
Now, here's another one. I dare you to check this one out, folks. It's a modern home in the Central Park neighborhood. 3 bedrooms, full basement, garage, hot water heat. Present owner paid $4,500 for it. Well, friends, you know, first come, first serve, all that. We're letting it go for just $2,100. That's our 3-bedroom, full garage. And how about this fixer-upper?
Flophouse.
I mean, it needs work. I'm not going to admit that. But, folks, can you think of buying a 5-room house at 2128 Tower Avenue for $200? Well, sure you can, because George G. Newton Realty has it for you. Just $200 buys your little home on Tower Avenue. You call Broad 4 or Broad 5, and George G. Newton Realty will be at your service. You just stop by 1005 Tower Avenue. We'll chat in person. And Jack, get that tooth fixed. Hey, I'm telling you.
Thanks, Georgie. Sorry about the flop house remark. Although that $200 house...
It's a handyman special. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, George. Hey, folks, you heard the deals. Now let's spin some wheels. And hear some fine... Ouch. Fine Friday night music. I hope you folks are sympathetic. This is Jack Shilkret and his orchestra. Vocal by Billy Murray. If You Knew Susie, on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
sweetie known as Susie. In the words of Shakespeare, she's a wow.
Wow!
Though all of you may know her too, I'd like to shout right now. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a girl. Though she gets sassy, I'll say she's classy. Oh, oh, you can bet I love this lassie. We went riding, she didn't fall. Back to the city, I'm the one that had to walk. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl.
Fine music of Jack Shilkret, and if you knew Susie, I would hope she's a dentist. So, Lou, does Dr. McNally put you to sleep, really?
He tries to make it interesting, but his jokes are pretty stale.
Oh, cute, Lou. I mean, does he put you to sleep for the extraction?
Just like a baby. You won't know what hit you, so to speak.
Hit me? What does he use, a hammer?
Dr. McNally's on duty Wednesday and Friday nights, and tonight's a Friday night. His office is open from 7 till 8:30 tonight. I'll even give you a lift over there and wait until it's all over. You know, it might just be you need a filling or something. He charges just $1 per silver filling, too.
Not a comfort. Fillings aren't fun either, Lou. All right, Doc. If you're listening, we're on our way over. Not too fast, though. Be gentle when we get there. We'll be back, same time, same place, on your radio dial. Good listeners.
Assuming he does a good job.
The good Lord willing, and the pain don't rise. For Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna speaking. Good night. What do you mean, assuming he does a good job? What's this assuming stuff?
I'm just pulling your leg.
It's not my leg that needs pulling.
This is Radio Superior 1933, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson with research by Sarah Dorman. Other performances provided by Al Katz. All events reported on Radio Superior 1933 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1933. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.